Americans are looking back on the horror and legacy of 9/11 today, with people gathering at the memorial in New York City, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to observe the 22nd anniversary of the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. James Giacconi, whose brother Joe was killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11, is helping read the names of the nearly 3,000 being remembered there.
Me and other family members come every year to hear our loved ones' names spoken. If their name is spoken out loud, they don't disappear.
His brother lives on in his memory and the memorial.
When the plane hit his building, Joe disappeared.
Giacconi, like many of the other families, have no remains to bury. He wants to make sure 9/11 remains sacred.
I hope it never ends. It's a solemn day. It's important to remember that day. It's a day that changed history.
Julie Walker, New York.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.